You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time to talk again here on RNIB Connect Radio about how you can get involved in some of the research that the RNIB does around making a more inclusive society for us all as blind and partially sighted people. One way is through the regular Voice of a Customer focus groups, and in the next round of group meetings, it's all about community eye care. I'm delighted to say that Zane, one of the RNIB's research community volunteers, joins me now to not only tell me a little bit about herself, but also about all the research that the RNIB does and how you can get involved in the next round of the Voice of the Customer focus groups. Hello, Zane, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby. Thank you so much for having me. How have you been?
I'm very well, thank you very much. We will talk a little bit about the RNIB Voice of the Customer focus groups in a moment. But first of all, Zane, do tell me a little bit about yourself and why you, I suppose, got involved in becoming an RNIB Research Champion volunteer.
Of course. So hi, my name is Zane, or Z for short, and I am a PhD researcher at the University of Glasgow, and my research focuses on disability representation in the media. And the reason that I decided to join RNIB is because, one, I am registered at Legally Blind, and I was diagnosed with RP at the age of 4. I'm a guide dog user, so you can find me walking around adventuring through Scotland or England or Wales or Northern Ireland with my dog, Mitch. I joined because I love research. This is me. It's part of my everyday life, but also I wanted to make a difference in my own community. I feel like, you know, people will react easily and more to someone their own age, but also I felt that RNIB has done so much for me. I got my first cane at the age of 16 through RNIB. I still do. I have so much of their tech. You know, if you get a chance to look at their website, do try out their amazing gadget. Like, I have my color detector, which I've had since I was 16, and I never leave the house without her. I say her because all my tech have names. Her name is Alexandra. But yeah, I just wanted to give back to my own community and, you know, share my expertise as a researcher.
What sort of things do you get involved in as an RNIB Research Champion volunteer then?
So far, myself and three other volunteers have been working to help with the upcoming projects and research programs that they've been doing. For example, you know, like you said, you know, we are focusing now for Voice of the Customer with different programs, and this one is focused on, you know, community eye care. You know, each new wave has a different topic, and I just felt it would be a really, really good way to get into RNIB and to work with them. But we've been working on coming up with the survey, but also the focus groups, which, you know, you kindly shared, you know, information about. But yeah, we've been helping around with the research team and, you know, trying to get our feet through the door.
So what exactly is Voice of the Customer all about then?
So Voice of the Customer is an ongoing research program, like I said, that, you know, gathers real life experience. And, you know, we feed it back to the blind and partially sighted community. So we are basically focusing on life experiences in order for, you know, others to learn about what is happening in the community. This is their way of, you know, opening the door and looking through the lens, as we say, of what we see and what we are, you know, going through. Like I said, each wave focuses on a new topic. And this one is going to be looking at, you know, your experiences. So the experiences of blind and partially sighted community through the use of different eye care.
And what prompted this research into community eye care then?
So for those who haven't heard, this summer, you know, NHS England, they announced a 10-year plan. It sets out a new model for how care is delivered to people, including eye care. So they wanted to focus on services that are traditional and, you know, how they take place in hospital settings.
And I suppose for those people who may not sort of, I suppose, understand, what exactly is community eye care and why is this research so important?
So that's a very good question, because before I came into working with RNIB, I never knew what community eye care was. In fact, you know, as a person who's sight impaired and legally blind, you know, the first thing I thought, oh, you know, it must be a specialist. But no, it's basically your first point of contact when you want to go check your eyes. So this could be any person that you go see without a referral. So it's not your specialist. It is, for example, your GP, your high street optician. So for me, it would be someone at Specsavers here in Glasgow, or it can even be your pharmacist. And basically, this is the person you go to see before you're referred to, let's say, a specialist at a hospital. One thing it's important to note that the NHS 10-year plan only applies to England. So our focus at RNIB would be the partially sighted and the blind community in England for this research.
And how can listeners share their experiences of community eye care, and who can take part in the focus groups?
So in regards to people who we are looking for to, you know, participate in these focus groups, as I said, it's people living in England. So we're focusing on these focus groups for the next, you know, 6 months. And it could be three groups of people. So it's anybody who has access to community eye care within the last 5 years. The second group of people we're looking for is, you know, you must be living in England. And third, you know, you need to have a sight condition. For example, I have retinitis pigmentosa. So if I was living in England, then I would, you know, be a good candidate to participate in this. In regards to, you were asking about like how they could participate or like how they can show their interest, you know, you could get involved and find out more by emailing community.insight@rnib.org.uk. So the email to go and, you know, show your interest or to send an email to is community.insight@rnib.org.uk.
And what will happen in a voice of a customer focus groups? And I suppose, how can people take part?
So the focus groups are basically, you will have people, there are 4 to 6 people in each focus group. We will be, you know, running a couple of like discussions. It will be 2 rounds of sessions. So basically, it will be lasting for a couple of hours. And it's basically, you can do it from the comfort of your home. It's going to be run from this autumn, and time and date will be confirmed. So basically, you're comfortable, you can speak. It's a conversation. So we want participants to come in and to share their experience. It's not us coming to examine you or anything. We just want you to share. So we want you to sit down, be comfortable, you know, have a cup of tea or coffee and just, you know, chat with us. Basically, we just want to learn more about your lived experience, which is so important when it comes to these kinds of things.
And as you say, the focus groups will be taking part online, won't they? So it's an online thing. So very, very accessible.
Yes, very accessible. And like I said, RNIB just want to learn your experience. They're a great bunch of people to work with. I'm like, they don't pay me to say this, but I have worked with them now for 2 months and it's been a joy. You know, just working with others who are in, you know, the same community as myself has made me, you know, feel at ease. And so we just want you to feel at ease. It's basically you coming to have a chat with your friends, you know, having a cuppa. We just want you to share your experience.
And Zane, as you say, this research will be happening over the next 6 months. What other opportunities and activities might be available for people to get involved in and share their experiences of sight loss?
So we're also going to be launching a survey on the topic. So that's going to be coming in a couple of months. More information will be coming soon. We're also going to be running discussion topics and quick polls over on our dedicated research community. So Connect Voices. And Connect Voices, just so people, you know, can learn more about it, it's a private Facebook group where we share lots of different opportunities to get involved in the research in various projects. So for example, when we Research Volunteer Champions started, we all introduced ourselves. I did a video where I basically talked about who I am. And it's just basically we kept on putting in a little teeny tiny teasers of what is going to happen, but also what we're working on. You can join, you know, on Facebook. All you need to do is just log in, search for RNIB Connect Voices and follow the instructions from there.
That sounds very easy. And thank you very much indeed, Zane, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about being an RNIB Research Champion volunteer and more about the next round of the Voice of the Customer focus groups on community eye care.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.